I had trouble when I was trying to book shows and talking to agents and people to explain exactly what it is that I do. And it is too complicated to explain. So that's why I filmed myself in my kitchen.
That's like your kitchen in New Orleans?
It's my kitchen. That's where I recorded Hummingbird Go. And that's where all the magic happens.
Teresa Anderson is innovative in her approach to making music and in getting the word out. So head online and check out a video of a performance, and we'll take care of the audio on today's Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. A battle of the one-person bands between Teresa Anderson and Andrew Bird might be in order after you hear and see her perform. On stage, both play a similar lineup of instruments, from violin to guitar to glockenspiel, and they're all layered and looped together with a series of pedals. In Teresa's case, there's also a merging of geography, as the Swede has found her physical and musical home in New Orleans, and it was in her kitchen where she cooked up the new album, Hummingbird Go. A favorite son of New Orleans makes an appearance on the record, which was produced by fellow Swede Tobias Froberg. So it's not just Teresa solo, but she kicked off her shoes and took care of all the instruments during a stop at FUV.
Let me tell you, when I started this looping business, I was falling a lot. I had trouble with my balance because I'm standing on one leg most of the time while singing and playing. And so it's been a little bit of a multitasking challenge. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening. Sometimes in a matter of four bars, I'm switching 9 or 10 different things while I'm singing. So I rehearsed a lot. It took me about a month to do one song really good of rehearsing 8 hours a day. Just to make it so that it became a part of me and not an outside thing, you know? And so now, I don't worry about the pedals. I just sing and I play and I put my heart there. And then sometimes, you know, I step on the wrong thing, or sometimes I even have to start over, but I'm okay with that, you know?
Sometimes a toe goes awry.
It does, yes. Especially when it's cold, they just do funny things.
Well, if I could, I surely would. Stand on the rock where Moses stood. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary wore 3 links of chain. On every link was Jesus' name. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
And you've hooked up with a bunch of the New Orleans greats, the Meters, Alan Toussaint.
Yes.
Give us a little story on that.
Oh, well, I was actually sitting in with Devel Crawford at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival a couple years ago now, and Alan Toussaint came up to me afterwards. He actually ran up to me, and he's like, "Are you Teresa?" And I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "I'm Alan," and I'm like, "I know." And he asked for my phone number, and I said, "Yes, what else do you want?" You know. But anyways, Alan asked for my number, and then when I recorded Hummingbird Go, I contacted him and asked if he remembered me and asked if he would come and play with me on the record, which he said yes to. It was funny because he showed up, you know, he's got this champagne-colored Rolls Royce that says piano on the license plate.
Oh, sweet.
And he shows up at noon on a Wednesday in a beautiful suit, a black suit. And I have a white dog. So that was pretty funny. He walks in and he says, "So, where's the band?" And I said, "Well, it's just you and me, Alan." And he's like, "Okay." So he sat down, rolled up his sleeves, and started playing. And it was just so beautiful. What a moment.
That is one person, Teresa Anderson, performing her song Birds Fly Away live at FUV. Check out the whole performance and many other exclusive interviews online at WFUV.org.